Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Will Weldon. Thank you for tuning in today. Now, I have a dilemma here because SpaceX is soon, hopefully, to be launching the Starship rocket from Boca Chica Star Base, Texas. And when I say soon, this is in rocket terms. So there's no real time like the present to launch a rocket, of course. But SpaceX has a lot of work to do between now and then. So just recently, on the 9th of February, SpaceX conducted a 33-engine static fire of the Starship Booster 7, which will be going to orbit at a later date. We're not sure when that is yet. It's to be determined. But they successfully did 31 of those 33 engines, and they fired them off. And unfortunately, because there was only 31 of the 33 engines, SpaceX didn't break the record for most thrust ever produced from a vehicle or from a rocket thruster at this point. Right now, the SLS rocket has that title of a functional current rocket. The NASA SLS Space Launch System for the Artemis programs has the title. So that's one thing the SpaceX can go for when they do a full 33-engine static fire test. Now, the reason why they didn't do a 33-engine static fire and only did a 31-engine static fire is because two of the engines, well, one of them was turned off before the launch. And then another one, the remote robot that controls everything, turned another one off. Elon Musk said, even if both of those engines weren't working, the Starship with the Booster 7 could have made it to orbit. And that's a huge thing because redundancy on a Starship, on a space rocket of any kind, is a huge deal. Now, if one or two of those engines goes out during flight, then SpaceX can boost up the other engines, throttle them up, and then the Starship can make it to orbit successfully. Now, that being said, two engines that don't work. You have to think about that for a second. Two engines of 33 engines that didn't work on the pad. There was no launch. It was strapped down. It was bolted down. There's little hands that keep it down there. And it's anchored to the orbital flight mount, right? So the Starship stuck on the ground, 31 engine static fire. It's a full duration static fire, mind you. So that means this is going to be the duration that these engines at this thrust, which is only 47% thrust. Thanks, Zach Golden, for the insight there. But the 47% thrust, Elon said they're going to go to 90% thrust on takeoff. And there's a reason why they're going to do 90%. So the 90% is because if something were to happen, if one of the engines blows out, if one of the engines shuts off, whatever engine it is, there's 33 of them. If one or two of them go out and there's 90% thrust, they can bump that up a little bit. They could go up to 93%, 96%, 97%, 100% at that point. And then they can make it to orbit no matter what happens to some of the engines on the flight path. SpaceX tested that. Nothing dramatic happened. It looked like a very successful static fire. And you know how it was a successful static fire is because a NASA representative, Senator Bill Nelson, said it was great to see SpaceX take a big step forward with Starship's hot fire test. Starship is integral to NASA's Moon to Mars architecture and helping us land astronauts on the moon. SpaceX's success is NASA's success is the world's success. Now, that being said, NASA administrators don't really mention rockets by name that much. I can count on one of my hands the number of times that a SpaceX rocket was named by a NASA official, but also I can count on probably two fingers how many times any other rocket company was mentioned by a NASA, by Bill Nelson, the head of NASA. Sometimes they are the SLS rocket, but that's a NASA rocket. And there's a few others. The Boeing Starliner's rocket was mentioned a little bit earlier last year, and maybe, I think, or later last year, possibly earlier this year. But other than that, you don't really see that often. So Bill Nelson is giving them the thumbs up for this test, which is great. This is a success for SpaceX and a success for NASA, according to Bill Nelson. Now, we know that the Static Fire Booster 7 was a success. The pad below the booster looks like it took a little bit of a beating. But directly under the booster, where all Booster 7's engines, 31 of them, blasted the concrete underneath. And SpaceX has had a problem with this concrete in the past. It's been obliterated numerous times from all the other static fires that the rocket has done. But this time, it looks like the concrete around the pad was destroyed, but the concrete directly underneath the booster looked okay after this static fire test. So it looks like SpaceX has found the right formula to withstand the blast of one of the most powerful rockets that's ever static fired. Ever. And this will be the most powerful rocket that will ever launch. And if this concrete can last through that, I think this is a winner for SpaceX and also for future launches, because right now they have flame diverters. They have a flame trench possibly underneath it, which if you're giving yourself a little bit more time for the booster to make contact, the engines to make contact, to push the engine up, to push the rocket up, you're decreasing thrust a little bit. So that's why it's important to have the rocket directly on the pad as well, directly on the concrete pad. It is pretty high up there. It's about 30 feet up, but the less room between the boosters and the ground, the more thrust will go up. And there's rocket equations that say that, but I don't have them in front of me right now, and I'll try to dig them out for you and maybe put them in the show notes by the time I publish this. But yet, I don't want to say look it up. Then you sound like a jerk. But trust me on this one. The closer you are to the ground, the better off you are, as long as you can move those flames away from your rocket and not hurt your rocket. So that also seems like a thing that SpaceX figured out as well. They have a small deluge system underneath the rocket, basically stop some vibrations, stop some energy moving from around and pushing out of the pad, and it keeps it contained within that pad. And during this full duration static fire test, it seems like nothing on the pad other than possibly Neil Thorne, one of our SpaceX correspondents, he noticed there was a pipe that may have a break in it. And also there's a little bit of damage possibly to one of the legs. But other than that, we didn't really see anything. But there is a crew of people, a pretty big crew of people right now on the pad working on lifts underneath the pad on different things. And what I believe happened is they got data from the launch or from the static fire, and then they used that data to see what was wrong with the pad. And then they went in there, visually inspected it, of course. They have to visually inspect this stuff too, and then go over everything, make sure everything works properly, and then kind of get it ready for something, whatever is next. And there's one thing that's very interesting. I'm glad you stayed with me this whole time, because something super interesting happened at the pad, at the launch site. Ship 26. So Ship 26 is a Starship variant with no fins and no heat shield. So we're guessing that it could be a tanker ship of some sort, or it could be some sort of test vehicle where they're testing the new innards of possible starship, future starships, because they don't want to put all the heat shields and everything on a future starship if the basically the tube that makes the whole thing doesn't work properly. So those are our two guesses, and that's a huge deal, because if it is a tanker ship, SpaceX, for the Artemis 3 mission, has to send about 10 refueling starships to a depot in space. So they send up this depot ship, which is about 100 feet taller than the regular starship ship. And they send that into orbit, and then they send up 10 ships to fill that up. And then they send the lunar starship to refuel at the tanker ship, at the depot ship, sorry. And then from there, they go to the moon orbit, dock with the Orion capsule, starship goes down to the lunar surface, and it's all done. So we think it could possibly be a test vehicle for the Artemis 3 missions. But we'll see what happens in the next few days, because there's one road closure, which is a testing schedule for SpaceX, on Wednesday the 15th. So keep that in mind. Wednesday the 15th of February, there's possible testing of Ship 26 down at Starship. So I'm going to keep you in the loop of that as much as I can, and I'll probably release an episode on the 15th if we get any more information about that Starship variant down there at Starbase, Texas. So I want to say thank you to everybody out there who's been listening to the show. If you could take a second, hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform that you're listening on right now. It really does help out the show. And if you want to help out even more, you can go to patreon.com/stagezero. That's our production company, Stage Zero, and help us out with a Patreon patron, and we'll get you episodes with no ads and clean audio and some other stuff too. So we're working on that. So thank you so much, everybody, for all your support, and I will see you in the next one.